Blog Talk Radio. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Way Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Katherine Hahn, and I'm coming to you on this beautiful day in Grafton, Wisconsin. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I know I did with spending some time with my family, and I'm just so excited because If you don't know already, I tend to feel the energy of the week during the weekend, right before coming on Monday, to share with you the energy of the week. So I'm so excited. It's going to be an awesome week. So if you'd like to talk about the energy of the week or would like some guidance or would like to talk about discovering who you truly are, and we're actually ending the series today, be sure to call 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can let us know that you want to be on air with me. So, all right. So the energy of the week this week comes to you from Archangel, or actually, Herschel Angel Alexandra, as well as Archangel Ariel. So Archangel Ariel has been coming to us with this energy, the energy of the weeks, the last few weeks, because this month, well, the end of this month, as well as moving forward, we're going to be in this mode of creating and stepping into our purpose. Really just moving forward, moving much faster than we have been at the beginning of this year. So I'm so excited. Archangel Ariel is stepping forward for us, as well as Herschel Angel Alexandra, because they want us to really understand who we truly are. So when they speak about that, they're really wanting us to understand just how amazing we are and how magnificent we are, knowing that we can do anything that we want to create. So when we create those things that are within our passions, within our desires, we truly are in this energy of love and joy and really wanting to step out of our comfort zones and really wanting to do so much as we get this new energy that really flows in. So, I really want you to focus on that this week, to really feel that new energy that's flowing in through you. So this week it's going to be about listening to what it is your passions are, what it is that you truly want to create, and what it is that your intuition as well as your heart is telling you to do this week. So this week is also going to be about going with the flow. It's going to be this energy that comes in that is exciting, that's with new ideas and just wanting to do so much, and the energy is going to support you in that. So call on Archangel Ariel, and with this energy that comes in, with this exciting energy, it's going to help you to manifest those things that you truly want in your life. those things that you truly desire. So, be sure to listen and be sure to tune in, and be sure to also journal, because, when we journal our thoughts, when we journal those things that come to you, it's going to help us to bring in even more ideas, more things that the universe is telling us, that the divine is telling us and wanting us to do. And this helps us to really understand what it is that we need to do next when it comes to our purpose, when it comes to those things that we truly want to create, whether it's for your business, whether it's starting a business, whether it's about your health, whether it's about traveling, all those different things. So be sure to call on Archangel Ariel, and she's going to help you with those next steps so that you can manifest. Last week we talked about, we had the super moon, full moon last week. And so the beginning of the week was about clearing those things that no longer serve us, the clearing out those limiting beliefs that we had, so that we can really enter into this energy that we're going into this week. So if you're still feeling a little bit of resistance, if you're still feeling a little stuck, the reason why is you need to do this clearing first. So, be sure to call in the archangels to help you to clear out those things that come into you when it comes to mind chatter, when it comes to ego, when it comes to those things that are holding you back, those things that no longer serve us, that are holding you back, so that you can clear it, you can heal it, and let it go, so that you can enter into this new energy that really flows. And also what's going to help with this new energy as well is taking some time to go out into nature and breathing in that fresh air, whether it's taking a walk, going out to the beach if you're near a beach or a body of water, and really spending some time out in nature, because that's going to also help you with this new energy to bring it into yourself and bring in that new energy for you. That's always a great way to get new energy as well, and get your intuition flowing, get new ideas going, to really just spend some time out in nature. And I also like to do that, during a sunset or a sunrise if you're an early bird. To really just spend some time out in nature, breathe in that air, and just listen to your heart and see what comes in for you. That is our energy this week. So, be sure to tune in with them when it comes to this creation energy that we have that's coming forward. And I would love to hear what that's like for you. And, we're ending this series on discovering who you truly are. And I'm really excited about what I'm going to be doing next. It's going to help us even more when it comes to stepping out into our purpose and being able to make that impact in this world. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about that impact in this world, because last week the title was Stepping Into Your Purpose and Making an Impact in the World, but I think I talked more about stepping into your purpose not talking too much about making that impact in the world. So we're going to focus on that today. But before we do that, I want to also do a review of all the different shows that I did on Discovering Who You Truly Are series. So when we began the series, it was a few weeks back. So we talked about letting go of limiting beliefs. So letting go of those things that no longer serve us, those things that come into our awareness that is about not who we truly are. So those things that that tell us that we can't do something, or we're not able to, or we're not good enough, those type of things are our limiting beliefs that we need to let go of, so that we can truly become who we are meant to be. And then second, we also talked about loving yourself. So this was, I believe it was Valentine's week that we talked about that. You know, it's really important to have that strong foundation of loving ourselves so that we can energy of other people loving us as well as friendships and the right people that needs to that we need to be working with, as well as socializing with. So it's really important to really truly love ourselves for who we really are. You know, who you truly are. So it's important to also call in the archangels, and they'll help you to understand what it is that you need to do in order to really love ourselves. And then third, we talked about your power and strength. So understanding who you truly are and what you're capable of doing. So that is what we talked about then. And then we talked about your magnificence. So Archangel Uriel is always there to remind us of how magnificent we are, how amazing we are, and what we can do with that, you know, what we can create. We can create anything that we truly desire. So, you know, calling on him to help you to understand and know within your heart that you can create whatever you want, and that you are magnificent, that you are amazing. And it's, you know, time for you to really step out into the world knowing that, and knowing how powerful you are, and knowing that you can make an impact in this world. And then we talked about your passions and your purpose. So our passions and our purpose are tied to, you know, our passions and our purpose are tied together. So we are meant to create those things through our purpose and our passions. And we're meant to, and, you know, the angels and the divine give us these passions so that we know that it's something that we need to create from, that it is something that we need to focus on in order to have that joy in our life. We are meant for joy in our lives, and that happiness that we're supposed to live in our lives. So it's really about focusing on what it is that you are passionate about when it comes to creating those things that you want to create, doing those things that you're meant to do when it comes to your life, whether it's business, work, you know, friendships, all those different things. And then we talked about speaking your truth. So it's really important for us to speak our truth when it comes to those things that we've gone through, those challenges that we've gone through, the struggles we have gone through. And when we speak our truth, we really attract those people who are like-minded, who've gone through similar things that we can really, you know, really be also understanding that when we speak our truth, we actually are helping people to heal. We're also helping to teach as well from those things that we've learned through those things that we've gone through in our lives. So, you know, be sure to connect with Archangel Gabriel, and he's going to help you to understand what it is that you need to do in order to speak your truth, what truths that you need to speak to certain people. So, you know, it's also about connecting with your energy, connecting with other people's energy as well. You know, who are you feeling pull towards to speak about those different things that you've gone through, so that you can help them, as well as to help you as well. Because, you know, as you speak your truth, as you talk about those things that you've gone through, you may have those aha moments that really pop into you, your brain, or into your heart, helping you to realize what your purpose is, what you need to be doing in order to, when it comes to those things that you've gone through. You know, when we go through the challenges that we go through in our lives, what happens is it's meant for us to share. It's meant for us to teach others. And it's meant for us to really be helping to heal other people as well. So, you know, that's part of our purpose. That's part of what it is that we need to be doing in order to be serving others, in order to be helping others to, within their own challenges that they're going through, their own struggles, and then also giving them those ideas that the divine is sending them through you. Because a lot of times, you know, when we talk to people, when we connect with people, the divine, God, higher power, and the angels use other people to help others to understand what it is that they need to learn, what it is that they need to be receiving when it comes to messages. So, you know, we have to notice those things as well, including signs that you get when it comes to things in nature, or, you know, whether it's feathers or coins or things like that. Those are all, you know, all a part of how the divine brings into our awareness those things that we need to learn and those messages that we need to receive. Just understanding that speaking your truth is very important for you to do, so that we can grow ourselves as well as to help other people. And then, so last week, we ended with being into your purpose. So when we share our truth and when we realize those things that we need to be doing in our lives, when it comes to our purpose, when it comes to our passions, those things that we need to create, it's then that we need to step into our purpose. So if we don't step into it and step out of our comfort zone, we can't expect change to happen. We can't expect to grow, and we can't expect to make an impact in this world. So it's really important, once you receive those things that you receive from the divine on what it is that you need to do, what it is that you need to create, what your next steps are, it's time for us then to really step out and step into our purpose. So next steps can be, you know, if it is that you want to get healthier, you know, stepping into your purpose would be to, you know, whether it's going to the gym or signing up for the gym first, and then, you know, buying the foods that are going to make us healthier. So, you know, those type of things. When it comes to creating business, if you're being called to create a business that are surrounding your passions, what is it that you need to do first? What is the first step that you need to take? Is it creating a name for yourself, doing some promoting or advertising? Is it to, do the back end things for creating a business, all the office work and paperwork, all those different things? So what is it that your heart is telling you? What is it that the angels are telling you to do in order for you to step into that? So today, we are going to be talking about making an impact. So once you have all those things in place, when it comes to knowing what it is that you need to do, understanding that you are amazing and that you can create whatever you want in this world? What is it that you need to do to make that impact? You know, it doesn't have to be making an impact in this big world at the moment, but it starts with you and it starts within your community. So what is it that you can do in order to make an impact within your own community, whether it's through social media, through your friends, your group of friends, whether it is, in your community, do you need to do some volunteer work? Do you need to go door to door, do some things there? Go to other businesses within your area. So depending on what it is that, what it is that your purposes, your passions are, and it's time for us to really start making that impact. So, if you have already started stepping into your purpose, speaking your truth, and knowing what it is that you need to do next, what do you need to do to make that first step? So if you'd like to talk about that, be sure to call me at 714-816-4628, and be sure to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me, and we can chat about the topic today, as well as anything else that you'd like to talk about or you need guidance on. So let's take our first caller. So the caller who's been on the longest, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Casey. Hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Yes, I just have a question about my love life. I had been in a relationship with this guy for about 7 months, and I broke it off with him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually came and got his, a few of his things today, but I just wanted to know, where do you see my love life going at this moment?
So I do have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and right now it's going to be time for you to really focus on yourself. Really understanding those things that you need to that are holding you back when it comes to limiting beliefs. So those things that are coming up for you when it comes to mind chatter and ego that's stepping forward, that's saying that you're not good enough or you're not something. So, be sure to call on Archangel Raphael, and he's going to help you to understand that you are amazing, that you can do whatever you want. You can do so many different things. And it's really time for you to focus on you first, because as you focus on yourself and truly love yourself, that's when you're going to get this new energy that flows in. And also you're going to get a lot of new people that come in, whether it's through your love life, friendships, all these different people that are right for you. So be sure to call in Archangel Raphael, do some journaling. Whenever those things that come up that tell you that you're not good enough or you have any doubts or fears, be sure to write them down. And what you're going to do then is, after you have a list, rip up that piece of paper. And then what you want to do is you want to replace that energy with the energy of truly understanding that you are amazing. So list out all the different areas in your life. And you want to start with, I am amazing because, and then finish that sentence. And I encourage you to do that for, fill out a whole page at least of that. And it's going to help you to really fill you with that new energy that that is for you. And as you start doing that, you're going to start feeling so much better. You're going to feel this renewed energy. And then soon enough, you know, if you keep doing that, your mindset's going to start changing as well. So it's really going to help you when it comes to those things that you want to bring into your life.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank
well,
you so
I hope
much.
You have a wonderful week.
Yes, you too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So let's get to our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
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 Hello? Can you hear me?
I could barely hear you. I hear a lot of other noise. Yeah, I can't hear you.
Okay, I'll call back. That's a rarity. You just keep me on the list.
Okay, yeah, if you want to call back, that'd be great. All right, so, okay, so let's get to our next caller then. Hopefully she calls back. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from California. I wanted to see what you pick up for me. And my name is Tasha.
Hello, Tasha. So just a general, is that what you're looking for? Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael sitting forward for you as well as Archangel Gabriel. So, Tasha, I have Archangel Raphael is wanting me to do some healing when it comes to past issues that are coming back up for you. So if there's anything that's coming into your awareness right now, it's time for you to clear that. And also Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you as well, because he wants you to start sharing those things that you have been going through, those things that you've gone through, and those things that you're learning from them as well. So, you know, it's going to help you to receive this new energy that is meant for you, that's waiting for you. But you have to clear out those things that hurt you in the past, as well as those limiting beliefs that are coming forward for you that is not who you are. So those things that are telling you that you can't do something, as well as issues with confidence. So be sure to call in both of them, and they're going to help you to understand how to clear them. And what you need to do in order to really speak about those things that, you know, have been bothering you, have been frustrating you. So, you know, be sure to call on both of them. So I hope that resonates with you.
Not really. Because, see, the thing is I have a twin, so I'm thinking maybe this is all replying to my twin sister and not so much of me.
So, no, it is actually for you. So, you know, whether it is talking, you know, to your twin as well, when it comes to these different things that are coming up for you. So, you know, there are some things that you do need to share that I do feel from them. That's what they're telling me. You know, I hope that. Do some, you know, I encourage you to do some meditating on this. If it's not coming to your awareness right now, they're going to help you to bring it up for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. All right. So, I believe we have another caller. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hello. Good. How about you? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Terry and I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Terry. How can I help you today?
Sure. Okay, I have a question to you in regards to a move. Later on this afternoon, I'm going to look at a place. The owner is a female. Just wanted to see what kind of energy you pick up from around her.
So what I'm seeing is it's a little bit, I'm picking up different things around this. It's a little bit confusing. I'm not quite sure what I'm getting here. But so right now, if you're worried about, is there something that you're worried about?
Okay, no, I'm pretty much open. Her name is Roz, by the way. That's her name. The thing is, I'm looking for a place. I'm looking for a room temporarily, okay, until I move to New Jersey. And I'm working with a realtor. She sent me to two places. The first place, no one ever came to the door. The second place, I was going to take it, but when I went to return the deposit, the guy never came back. He never just opened the door. I don't know if it was a miscommunication or what the problem is, but that's already been 2 days now. So she just texted me to see if I was still interested in the room with the male. You know, he's younger. And I just thought I was pretty much open because where I am now, I have to leave, you know, by the first, and I'm trying to find something. Yeah, so I'm pretty much open. I don't have a problem with the person, the female. I'm just open, you know. I'm just asking if you think it's going to be a problem because I don't want to be stuck on the street.
Well, I'm actually hearing wait because I see a different place coming for you.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I think there's going to be some issues if you do go with them. So, and you kind of saw that already. So, so trust in that, you know, trust in your intuition because your intuition is telling you that there's a hesitation there. That's kind of what I was kind of feeling. I was like, wait. I'm hearing wait for you. There's something better coming up for you soon. So you have to be just a little bit patient on that. I know it's going to be a little hard, but it's coming. Just hang in there. It's going to be great for you.
Okay, because I have to be out by Monday. I want to try to hold on. I'm looking.
Yeah.
There was another place in Brooklyn, but I don't really want to go too far. But there's another place in Brooklyn with an older person. So it's an older female. She rents rooms. So I'm just pretty much open right now.
So I would encourage you to talk to this lady, this other lady, and just have an open communication with her, and it's going to help you decide whether it is the right place for you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Okay. I'm going to talk to her. Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye-bye. All right. So we are at the bottom of the hour already. So we're going to do some announcements. What is coming up on Psychic Talk? .net. So I had the page here and it disappeared. So hold on just a second. All right. Okay, so we are, let's see. So we're going to start with, so I just received, let's see. So I just received a message that So if you have already been on PsycheTalk.net/ upcoming, and you saw that the Power of Three would be on tomorrow, they are actually going to have to cancel the show tomorrow because we have a host that's not feeling well. So they will be back next week for open lines. So be sure to tune in with them next week if you'd like to chat with them. Also on Wednesday, Cosmic Cooch's Cafe, or Cooch's Cosmic Cafe, will be back, and I will actually be on as her special guest. So you get me twice this coming week. So be sure to tune in with us on Wednesday, and we'll be talking about a whole lot of different things. So, and Cooch is always great. So I cannot wait for the show, and hope you'll be joining us for that as well. And then on Thursday, Stephanie Mayo will be back with Stephanie's Guided Tarot, and she will, you can call in, and be sure to call in early for her show because she has a lot of callers all the time. So if you'd like some guidance, be sure to tune in with her and call in for her show. And then on Friday, DeRose will be back with Kathy Shogren, and they will be talking about how can your angels help you. So be sure to tune in with them on Friday. They will be having Anna Nula as a special guest. So if you remember Anne, she had her show with Sue, and so she'll be on before as well. But if you haven't already, check out Psychic You on PsycheTalk.net. So if you go to PsycheTalk.net/psychic, and it's the letter U, you will see all the courses and workshops that we have available in your spiritual journey. Learning about tarot, learning about angels, all these different topics. And there's more to come. So be sure to check it out to see if any of those resonate with you. Any of those courses are something that you're interested in taking. And they're all hosted by our hosts on the show. So be sure to check those out. All right. Some guidance. Be sure to call 714-816-4628. So let's take that caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how about you? What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kristen. I'm calling from California.
Oh, I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Christy.
Hi, Christy. So how can I help you?
Yeah, I have a quick question. Is there any meaning to always seeing 9/11 or 9/12 on the clock?
Yes. So I'm great. I'm glad you asked that. So 9/11 is a calling card for light workers. So that means that you're meant to serve, you know, other people in this world through your gifts and abilities, whether it's through speaking. And also, I actually do see, so I have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Raphael. So they're stepping forward for you because they want you to know that you're seeing these those numbers, they're angel numbers. You're seeing them because it's time for you to really step forward into your purpose. So really, it's time for you to step into it and understand what it is that you need to be doing in order to serve others, as well as really helping you in your own life. I wanted to ask, are there other things that are coming up for you, like when it comes to other signs that you're seeing, or any gifts that you may be receiving?
Not that I'm aware of. I just noticed this and noticed of it more recently. I think I've kind of shoved it off before because 9/12 is my birthday. But then when it kept on recurring and recurring, I was thinking, and then I asked my sister-in-law, and she says she sees the same thing all the time.
That's awesome. Because when you see a birthday, that actually means that you are on the right path, and you are, you know, your purpose. So you're actually on the right path to that. So have you been doing any researching or learning recently?
No, I've just been starting to listen more and be aware more and listen to you guys more to learn. But that's just
awesome.
Like in the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay, that's a great sign for you because this means that you are on that spiritual journey that you're meant for. So keep doing that, you know, keep paying attention to those signs. Also, I want to encourage you to meditate and call on the archangels. So call on Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel, and they're going to help you when it comes to seeing more of what it is that you need to see. Also, to really understand who you truly are. So Archangel Raphael is going to help you to let go of the limiting beliefs when it comes to you can't do something or when it comes to confidence. And that's going to help you to understand just what you're meant to do. So, you know, be sure to call on both of them. And they're going to, in the coming weeks, question is and what you're supposed to be doing with it.
Okay. When you say call on them, what do you mean? Like meditate?
So all you
praying?
Have to do, yeah, so when you go into meditation mode, so if, like, I don't know if you've tried it before, but if you have issues with silencing your mind, what you do is create a space within your heart. So when you touch your heart, your mind goes to your heart space. And then what you can do is create an atmosphere that is very calming for you. So things in nature that feels peaceful to you, you can place that in your heart space. So you don't necessarily have to see it if you can't see through your mind's eye, but just, you know, calling it in. So, you know, you could just say to yourself that you want to put you know, those things that help you that in nature to help you to feel at peace. Or if you've been to a place that you really felt peaceful for you. So, you know, those type of things. So place that in your heart, and it's going to really help you to center and really feel that calmness that you need. And then what I have clients and other people do is to create a, imagine a door in your heart space. And once you have that door and it's open, I ask people to then, for your angels and your guides, to enter in your space. So all you have to do is ask for them. Yeah, there's no special way that you need to ask, except for, you know, when you ask for your guides, you know, ask for those who are of your highest good, because you don't want to have other energies coming. So because the angels are already of your highest good, but when it comes to guides, you can there's different levels of vibration when it comes to guides. So be sure to ask that. And I also do see your guardian angels stepping forward for you as well. So ask for your guardian angel as well when you do this. And you can even ask for her name and she'll tell you. So, you know, if it doesn't work out the first time, keep practicing. And as you do that, you're going to receive a lot of different messages. So you might be able to hear it. You may be sensing it through your heart. or even feeling their energy. I'm so excited for you because there's a lot that's coming for you. I really hope that you have a wonderful week with that. Give me a call back next week and let me know how that went for you.
I will. Can I ask one question? Did you say my guardian angels, are those like my family that has passed on, or that's just a guardian angel?
No, so your guardian angel is there from the time of your birth. So they're not family. They're not anyone that you knew, but they are angels. So they've been there all your life.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the information.
You are very welcome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. You're welcome. All right. So I believe we have a few more callers. So caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Katie. I'm calling from New York. Katie.
Hi, Katie. How can I help you today?
I have been looking for a job. And I went on some interviews last week, and this other company called me, and the guy was like, he really wants me for this position, or he wants to put me in for this position, and I haven't heard back from anybody. And I just want to know what is going on. Why am I not attracting a job, and what can I do to attract one? Or, like, I don't even know what to do anymore.
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and there are some limiting beliefs that are stepping forward for you, and it just gets a little bit stronger because you're getting frustrated because this isn't happening for you. So I encourage you to call on Archangel Raphael and do some meditating and do some centering. And what you're going to find he's going to bring into your awareness those things that are holding you back from really being able to attract those things that you truly want. Also, what I hear is to focus on those things that you truly love to do. So you don't want to just take any job just because you're good at it or because, you know how to do it. So looking for jobs that are, something that really excites you. That's something that they're showing me as well. So call in Archangel Raphael, and he's going to help you to understand what it is that you need to clear out of your system when it comes to energy, the old energy that's stuck. And he's going to help you to understand what it is that you truly love, what it is that you really need to be doing when it comes to getting this new energy brought into you. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, so you're just saying say, Archangel Raphael, show me what limiting beliefs, or show me how to release them, or guide me,
exactly.
Or something like that.
Yes, so, when you meditate, and the last caller I spoke about how to really meditate and get into that space. It's about, being still, and then just call on Archangel Raphael, and there's no specific way you have to call on him, have him, just like that, to show you what it is that you need to let go of, show you what it is that's holding you back from being able to attract the work that you need, as well as to help have him show you what it is that you're passionate about, what it is that will excite you when it comes to you're pursuing when it comes to jobs and your work. And then it's going to help you to really want to go to work. And it really want you want to, you know, have this new energy brought in to you as well.
Yeah, because I'm also, like when I'm applying, I'm trying to look for things that I'm interested in doing, but I'm also, it's like I guess I could ask Archangel Raphael, I'm like, I don't know where to apply because I'm also open to relocating. So mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like applying here, there, and everywhere and just see what happens.
And, you know, that's great that you're open to relocating because that mm-hmm. gives you more options out there. But when it comes to applying to certain jobs, if it doesn't feel good to you, don't apply for it. You know, I don't want you to apply for a job just because you can check mark all the requirements that they have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about really understanding what you're passionate about. So what really excites you when you look at a job that comes up. So, you know, it's really about what excites you too.
Mm.
So I hope that helps.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too, thanks.
All right. So let's get to our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, are you there? Okay. Hello? All right. Okay. So...
Hello.
So I don't know what happened there, but are serious. So making an impact in this world. So just know, I want everyone to know that we are all made to create an impact in this world. And, you know, when it comes to making an impact, you may imagine this huge grand thing that you need to be doing, but no, it's really about impacting the world around you first. And, you know, and then it can step beyond that, depending on what your purpose is and how many people you want to reach. So, you know, it's important to call on Archangel Ariel. And, you know, she's about manifesting those things that you truly want. Manifesting your purpose and where you want to go in life. So if it is to take that first step, though, so it's really important for you to take that step that the angels and your guides and the divine is telling us and showing us. And it's about trusting in taking that step, trusting that that next step will lead you to where you're supposed to go. And once we take that step, they'll show us that next, the step after that, and it just keeps going. So it's really important for us to really take those steps that they lead us and not be focused on how things are going, how things will unfold. Then we miss out on a lot of other opportunities that make. So, you know, be sure to let go of those expectations of what your next step is going to look like and focus on the outcome. Focus on what it is that you want to do when it comes to achieving your goals, achieving your purpose, and where you ultimately want to be. And when we do that, everything will fall into place. So outcome and letting go of everything else so that the divine can lead us onto the flow so that we can really, step into our purpose. And, a lot of times when we are made to step out of our comfort zone and step into our purpose, we get these fears and doubts that come in. And, if you did some clearing already on these fears and doubts, and then they come up again when your next step comes in, it's not because we didn't clear it. It's not because, we didn't let it go, but it's because we're getting onto that next step in our journey, that next level. So when we get into that next level, there's going to be new fears and new doubts and, new limiting beliefs, although they may seem the same, that will come up for you that we need to clear again. And the archangels and the angels and your guides are always there to help you with that. They're going to heal from them so that you can step into your purpose, that you can step into that next level. And as you keep doing that, you're going to keep growing in your journey. You're going to, I want to encourage everyone to keep at it, keep at and focus on your journey and focus on what it is that you truly want in your life. And don't lose focus. A lot of times it may be frustrating. It may be discouraging when things don't work out the way we want to. But then if that happens, it's time for us to really look in, tune in, and see why it is that we're getting this resistance. Why is it that we're feeling the stress, or we are feeling discouraged, or feeling frustrated, or feeling like we're stuck? Why is it that we're feeling it? So it's then time for us to tune in, meditate, and ask. Could be because they're teaching you something. It could be that it's time for you to take a break and not be focused on those things that you're expecting. It's really important for us to really trust and have faith that the divine and the universe, has everything working the way that it should. So trusting that they're taking care of us and they always have our back. I want to thank everyone for joining me today and joining me on the series of discovering who you truly are. I'm also very excited. I wanted to announce before we go that I do have a retreat coming up in June, and it's going to be in Arizona, and it's for 3, 5, or 7 days, and it's discovering who you truly are. So it's stepping into your purpose. That's what the retreat is called, and I'm going to help you to let go of those limiting beliefs. I'm going to help you to understand what your gifts are, as well as how to step into it. And then we'll be having workshops and live channelings and group workshops as well. So, and one-on-ones. And so if this is what you're being called for, be sure to connect with me. You can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine and find my information there. And you can connect with me as well on Facebook. And then also, I do want to mention, I do have live channelings on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ Angelic Healer and Teacher Cass. And if you go there, I have weekly channelings, live channelings that I do. So if you're needing some guidance, extra guidance, or just any guidance, I'm there once, if not twice a week, live. So you can tune in with me as well. And then you can always contact me if you have some things that you need to share. If you need to share your truth and you're not sure who else to share it with. You can always contact me there as well. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. The hour went by pretty fast. And be sure to join me next week as I invite Anna Nula on as my guest, and we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. So I hope everyone has a wonderful week, this week of creating, and I look forward to hearing from you next week. So I'm sending all of you lots of love and light, and I'm going to say bye-bye for now.